Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are on ESPNU nowadays, and of course the ESPN app. You can click more on the lower right-hand corner, scroll down on live radio. We're right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What's happening, man?
Oh, beautiful rainy day in New York City.
Rainy, cold day. Welcome to October.
Put on my fall boots for the first time this year.
We did a shot earlier. It looked pretty. What happened?
No.
It's going to be rainy this week.
Whole week.
No, we did a shot earlier, I thought, and it was clear, and I was like, oh, it looked nice.
No. It was messed up all day today.
Oh, so maybe I was looking at something else. I've been hit too many times in my head, so.
Yeah,
that's not what?
It was like last week it was warm, and now all of a sudden we're just in winter.
Key, you brought up at the break, though, an interesting thing about when it rains. The one good thing about the rain, other than like the reservoir and all that stuff, is you sleep good. There's something about the break in humidity, the coldness that comes with it. Boy, I knock out.
The crisp sheets, and I cracked
the window.
My window
just to get that rain air.
I get the air and the drippings, and I can smell it.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, I'm asleep for days.
It's good. Oh, it's hard to wake up this morning, actually.
Hibernation season is upon us.
It is. Hibernation season,
5 months.
Good time to get a little fat. There's something about this time of year where immediately, like, I want a sandwich and the whole
thing. Have you?
Extra bread for me, please.
Not you, Max, but Jay. You've already started your Christmas shopping?
No, Key,
we do Hanukkah shopping. Don't
like
exclude me.
Key, you blow my mind. You've already set the plan for 2024 spring.
Started summer.
See, this one.
No, summer. I'm already through this. Spring's done. Yeah, that's over with. I'm already working. I'm working on the fall.
You start your Christmas shopping already? I guess October.
Man, it's Halloween is what everyone's gearing up for now, and then Thanksgiving. And
then
that's
over
Christmas.
With. But you have to start. But I would assume. You probably don't even do it anyway, other than your wife, probably. You don't do it probably for your kids. You probably got the list and your assistant probably go out and get your stuff for you.
Oh, no, I love Christmas shopping, man. I love that in the city for my daughter. I bring her now. Like that's one of my favorite things to do.
The big joke in my house is when the kids open the presents, I'm like, I looked high and low for that. First of all, no one goes to stores anymore. They order everything online. And second of all, it ain't me who's ordering it. So, yeah.
Yeah, the ordering online,
I got to touch it. I got
to I got to be able to see it, touch it, walk around, the feel of it. I want the spirit of it. I can't get into the online. That's lazy. Really, it's lazy to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. The brick and mortar stores are, almost non-existent nowadays. You know why?
Because but I'm going to find the ones that is in the brick and mortar because I can walk in, though,
Max. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Look, I can walk in like this, Max, and open up the door.
Yeah. Yeah,
take
exactly.
your hand, put it underneath the shirt, exactly.
Here,
the door.
Push it really.
Yeah,
I want to be able to do that still. I don't want to just internet all day long sitting at a screen
on
the computer.
You're right. I want to feel the thing through the napkin in my hand. I want to be able to feel the doorknob. You're right. It's a good point.
Meanwhile, my daughter is just touching everything.
Yeah, well, that's okay. She's a kid, man.
So if you have kids in school, you're going to get sick. That's how it goes. They come
absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely. About it.
They go, they're little germ carriers.
Absolutely. Just nasty.
Yeah. No. Don't put that in your mouth. No, don't put your hand in your mouth. You're just climbing on the jungle gym.
When the dry, like the snot gets on the cheek and it glazes up, that's the way you got to, it's the worst.
Come over here. We got a paper towel.
Yeah, come over here. Give me the napkin. Give me the baby wipe.
I turned into my grandmother all of a sudden. I don't know what happened, but I'm always...
Licking the thumb, wiping it off the cheek.
Jay, you got to always have the wipes, no matter
wet
what.
Wipes.
You got to have them in your car at all times.
Yeah. That's my wife. Everywhere she goes, wipes.
Yes.
I can't, though.
Absolutely.
You carry wipes around when you go for walks?
We were hardier in our day because
man.
We
didn't have wipes
disgusting water fountains and all types. We've had this conversation before, but.
We have wipes growing up. Mm-hmm. We had our T-shirts.
That's right. Sleeves of our jackets,
our
winter jackets.
Our sleeves of our shirt, and we went to school and we played basketball, and our T-shirts had stains on them. We went to class.
All over, just kept going.
We're
doing fine.
You somehow couldn't have a pandemic in those days because everyone's immune systems was off the charts.
Speaking of keep going, that was Key's transition.
Daniel Jones kept going in spite of an ankle. No, listen, his ankle sprain showed signs of improvement, some signs of improvement Monday, Coach Daboll said. Whether he'll be able to play Sunday against the Green Bay Packers in London, though, remains in doubt. And given the concussion or the shot that Tyrod Taylor took, Giants need to find a quarterback with a passport, right? I mean, first of all, you don't even for real, you don't even want just one quarterback on the roster.
No, I'm laughing because it's true. You got to find a quarterback with a passport.
If you got a passport and you can throw a ball right now, you might. You would call make me. It in professional football, but you might.
So who's the three?
That's a good question.
Who's the
Saquon
third quarterback?
Saquon Barkley was
you guys
three.
Are Giant fans?
Well, I mean, they ran the Wildcat offense.
No, but that was the emergency situation. No, that
Davis
was the emergency
Webb.
Situation.
Davis Webb, right.
So they was he on the practice squad and they brought him up? Jeez, Davis Webb's been around for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, for a grip.
That's the kid from Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's Daniel Jones.
Texas Tech, one of the two.
Here's Daniel Jones from Sunday's post-presser on his ankle.
I feel good. A little sore, but all good. So listen to the trainers and doctors and go from there, but feeling good.
It seemed like the last time you came out, your limp looked a little better than earlier on. Did you actually feel better by the end than you did when this first happened?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Once I got out there, I got back loose again and felt a little better. But like I said, I'm feeling good, and I'll listen to the trainers and doctors and go from there.
Yeah, listen, he was out on the field lining up at wideout with a bad ankle, Daniel Jones, so he could relay signals to Saquon when Saquon was taking the snap directly in the Wildcat. I guess Saquon really can't throw because – Key, if it was Odell, right, they'd have him throwing the ball sometimes, right? I wish Saquon could throw a little bit. Maybe he can. I don't know.
Well, the feeling to me, though, is that – I was going to say, I'm sure that there are challenges. Daniel Jones is going to play. But, like, to me, this team is exceeding expectations, Max and Key. Like, they're 3-1 right now. I mean, in the best-case scenario, what would we have said New York was going to win? Six games, seven games,
yeah,
maybe?
Seven games would be a win. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Now eight
halfway
games is a
through
win.
That in four games.
Right, if it's seven now, we're a little disappointed. We want eight now, I think. I think the Giants are looking for eight wins now.
I mean, I like what I've seen from Daniel Jones.
Yeah, they're going to lose to Green Bay whether Daniel Jones is at full strength or not. They were going to lose. They're going to come back from London and be 3-2. That's still a up. I had him at six. I had Tyrod Taylor taking over in game seven. So, the Packers and the Ravens, they're going to drop. They may drop the Jaguars and the Seahawks. These next four games are going to be a tough stretch for them.
At Packers,
but if
Ravens
they
at
go
home,
500, and stranger things have happened, if they go 500 from this portion of the season, they're sitting at 5-3, and the schedule gets a little softer. Not that, listen, the Giants aren't great, so the Texans can be tough with the defense, whatever, with Lovie Smith. Seahawks can play.
Jags are good.
Yeah, but once you get up to the Texans, and who's after the Texans? Let's see
the
schedule again. The Lions.
Texas,
right?
Lions,
it's not like,
Cowboys.
Listen, the strength of your schedule from the fans' point of view always depends on what you really think of your team. If you don't think they're that good, the schedule looks tough. If you think they're good, it doesn't look so tough. But the Giants, we know what they are. They're competitive.
Let me see that schedule. I want to see that schedule because I'm going to tell you right now what wins and losses they have.
Let's look.
So they going. I'm just giving you right now. These next four games are going to lose.
Yo, they're favored in a lot of these games.
They could split.
FPI favors them in a lot of games.
They're going to lose to the Packers. I don't care about FPI. I care about what I'm
saying. Oh, no, chance to win. Yeah,
sorry.
That's a chance to win, not to lose. No,
yeah.
They're underdogs in all these games is what I meant to say. They're underdogs.
Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, they're favored over the Packers? Yeah, right, Max. But the next four, Packers, Ravens, Jags, and Seahawks, they dropping. They're dropping those. I'm sorry to say it. The Texans and the Lions.
I don't know if they're dropping all those games,
The Cowboys are probably going to lose.
Why do you think they drop all those games?
I will bet you.
I'm not sure we have the high octane.
They're not going to beat the Packers. They're not beating Lamar Jackson.
I don't know. Like
the Jaguars, they maybe could steal it. Maybe.
Okay, I want you to give
Seahawks,
me the game.
They're not beating the Seahawks.
I want you to give me the game of the teams they're not beating that they're going to win. Because there's with a team, not the bottom feeders.
I said the Jaguars. The Jaguars in week seven, they probably can get that.
Okay.
Seattle in Seattle, tough place to play, long flight. Mm-hmm. Seattle's playing good football. I'm sure they'll continue to play good football. The Texans, they'll probably get. Right. The Lions are going to be scrappy at home. They'll probably get them, could get them. They're not getting the Cowboys. They're going to get the Commanders. They're not getting the Eagles.
The Cowboys game the first time came down to the wire.
Yeah, in Dallas this time. Look, the only two games that they're actually favored in, as according to FPI's chance to win, are at home against the Texans and the Lions.
And not favored by that much either.
Cowboys, divisional game.
See, and I didn't even look at FPI's. I didn't even look at FPI's list. I'm looking at the schedule. I didn't even look to the right to see the percentages. I'm just looking strictly at the teams. And those were the two teams that I gave them a real solid chance of beating was the Texans and the Lions.
I'm just saying, look.
Even the Commanders, they could beat the Commanders.
They could beat the Commanders at home. Look, yeah. I have news for everybody. Are they as good as the Eagles? Of course not. But it's the NFC East division rival at home. They could win that game. Yes, they could.
Yes.
Especially week four.
And I can fly to space with a parachute.
Come on, Key. The NFL is not like that. Division, you know, you're going to win some games you're supposed to lose.
I know you're going to fight back against me because it's the Giants. They're not beating the Eagles. I love you to death. It's not happening.
Listen, I'm just telling you. By week 14, let's see who's healthy. Let's see what's what. And at home in a division rivalry game. I've been a Giants fan where the Eagles have been meh and the Giants have been really good. And we go to Philly and the Eagles beat us. Like, that's how it goes, man. It's
not happening this year.
I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFL.
Sorry to pain you, right, but that quarterback number one is on a different mission.
I'm with you.
Honestly, I like what I've seen from Daniel Jones so far if he's healthy.
Big overall taking point, though, is that they are ahead of expectations.
They're right. No, they are. How many wins you got them for, Key?
I still got them for 6-7.
Right. I would say
they already got three in the back pocket.
Right.
They're a 6-7 win team. You know, the two teams at the top, the Cowboys and the Eagles, it's a tough out, man. The Packers are a tough out. The Ravens are tough. You're going to Baltimore.
Well,
it's a tough out.
Who's with the Giants, reportedly?
OBJ.
Odell. What if Odell?
He was in the building visiting friends.
What if Odell signed with the Giants later in the season?
Why would you want to sign with the Giants?
Because Dable's there. It's a new day. It's a new day in town.
I mean, look, I don't know if I would want to do that if I were OBJ. I'd rather go to a team that was on the verge of winning a Super Bowl.
Agreed. However, let's say he came to the Giants. What would you think then? Now Daniel Jones got Evan Neal later in the season, probably comes along, gets back from injury, develops. The offensive line is better. Saquon's balling. Daniel Jones looking good. Now you add Odell.
Still say third best team in the division.
If I'm Odell, why would I go to the Giants?
That's what I just said.
I could go to the Bills, I could go to Green Bay. Yeah.
Will you guys humor me and just say, let's say the Giants offer him more money. So, I don't know. Let's just say he winds up on the team. What would they be
money? At? I'm not messing with Daniel Jones when I can play with Aaron Rodgers.
Neither would I. Nevertheless, there he was visiting with the team. Bart Scott, co-host of Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio. How good are the Giants, Bart?
Sir Maximus, not that good.
I know it. But they're competitive. They're fighting.
Listen, you can dream, man. They're scrappy. And the good thing about the Giants, you know they won't be outcoached. And that's the difference. You know, if they're in a tight game against like talent, like Tennessee, you know, like Chicago, that their coach is going to figure out a way how to get the job done. And that's something we haven't had confidence in the management, confidence in the coaching staff. We believe that the Giants have a real coach. But let's not get beside ourselves. This team is going to get a lot worse before they get better. Right now, this is the best you're going to see this team because they have some bad contracts, whether it's Kenny Galladay, whether it's Kadarius Toney. You know, you got some guys. They're going to have to clean up the house before they straighten it back up. You got to throw some stuff out first and then reorganize some stuff and build for the future. You know, Joe Shane inherited some bad contracts and some overpaid players.
Buttercup, speaking of bad contracts, this guy will not have a contract. How you doing? This guy will not have a contract at the end of the season. What do you do with Saquon Barkley?
That's tough because we know the stories of Todd Gurley. We know the story, McCaffrey. And listen, Saquon has looked like a great player, right? And he reminded us of what he was as a rookie. The problem is we can't ignore what happened in between those years, right? Everybody kind of gets healthy and has their best year when it's time for the money to get paid. I just don't know if you give them $12 million like Aaron Jones or if you give them 15 to 16 like McCaffrey and Ezekiel Elliott. We've seen those stories. And like I said before, these contracts – And, you know, they got a lot of bad contracts, and they got to, you know, let some players go. Unfortunately, they can't get rid of Kenny Golladay to next year because of the cap hit. You know, I really consider, you know, if, you know, maybe before the November deadline, seeing what I can get from Saquon. I know if he walks away and he gets a lucrative deal from somebody, somebody's going to pay him. You know, you can get maybe some compensatory picks. But if I can get a, you know, somebody's 2 threes or something like that so he can be a finishing piece for a championship team, I have to strongly consider letting him go because we know that Dallas is better. We know that Philadelphia is better. And I don't know if I build around Saquon Barkley. You don't build around running backs anymore.
Isn't that hard, though, Bart? Because, you know, when you look at the team, and I get that you have to build for the future, and that takes time to reset the foundation. But if there's one personality on this team that it makes New Yorkers or Giant fans want to rally behind, that is Saquon Barkley, right? It's not Daniel Jones. It's not anybody on the O-line. Maybe Thibodeau could potentially become that. We'll see how that pans out. But that
other than Aaron Judge,
Saquon Barkley.
He's the most – well, you have Aaron Judge and Kyrie Irving. I'm thinking about electrifying athletes. No, I'm talking about electrifying. I don't mean who's the best. Who's like, oh, my God, electrifying. There's something about watching Saquon that's like watching Kyrie or Aaron Judge. Like, oh, my God, did you just see that? And KD is a whole different animal. It's smooth and ridiculous. But to lose that off the team, Bart, you're losing a lot of juice.
You're losing a lot of juice. That's why you try and get something for him. But listen, running backs, the position don't age well. So he couldn't stay healthy in his early 20s. I expect him to stay healthy in his late 20s. We know the stories about running backs. Like they're trying – listen, they can act like they want to build everything around Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas. But they know at the end of this year, that contract, they're going to have some relief where they can get rid of him. I mean, Tony Pollard is the better player, right? Right now, like when you're looking at Breece Hall and you're saying, oh, I got him in the second round, you can always find a great explosive running back. Maybe not as special as Saquon Barkley, but then you don't have to give as much as your salary cap up. So, I mean, it's a tough situation that they find themselves in because he's a special talent. That's undeniable. But we know that in the next couple of years, you might enjoy the first year of that contract or the second year of that contract. And the Giants aren't going to be about winning championships in the next couple of years. Hell, they have to find a quarterback first, and they may have to overpay for it. So you got to save your money for a guy like Jimmy G or somebody like that if you want a bridge quarterback because they failed to draft one.
Mm. Bart Scott, co-host of Martin Hahn on ESPN Radio, joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max this morning. Breece Hall will join us in the next hour. New York Jets running back. Bart just mentioned him. Bart, what's your thoughts on what you saw from the young quarterback in Zach Wilson in his first action this season?
I saw a little rust.
Back from his injury. He did play earlier prior to the injury.
Yeah, I mean, Key, I saw a little rust. I saw a little. He was a little skittish early. He was spinning out of the pocket when the pocket was perfectly fine. I mean, what really impressed me is the fact that, you know, Vera Tucker can move from guard to tackle and handle a guy like Hightower. He didn't give up too many pressures, and he looked comfortable there. Mm-hmm. And it looked like the Jets, I'm gonna have a left side, strong side, and we'll try and help everybody on the right side. Max Mitchell has been a surprise, but with the dislocated kneecap, they continue. Play musical chairs. You know, I thought he was calm and patient, especially when you talk about that last drive. He settled down and he stayed in the pocket and delivered the ball on time. You know, you look at the touchdown pass to Corey Davis. I have to give LaFleur a lot of credit. He understood that the Steelers were in man-to-man. You know, they had the bunch formation. He widened, you know, to allow the pick route to happen naturally, and it was a wide-open touchdown, and Zach knew exactly where to throw the ball. Throw it away from Micah Fitzpatrick, who was coming inside, looked like they limboed it, and he was responsible for the inside, and he set somewhere in the middle, right in the eye of the hurricane. And to go down there in that environment, I know more better than most, being in the, you know, I was in AFC North for so long, when, you know, what happens to opposing quarterbacks when they play Renegade, when that place gets crazy. You know, Kenny Pickett had you know, motivated the crowd and had the momentum on their side. For Zach to have the maturity to come back and be able to steal that momentum was impressive. And so you have to give a lot of credit yep. to Zach Wilson and also to Corey Davis, who I get on a lot because of the drops, and they paid him number one money, but it's clear that Garrett Wilson is the number one. But I think you see that the Jets have weapons. Now can they have steady protection where they can get that run game going? Breece Hall, to me, is going to be everything that Saquon Barkley was supposed to be. I think he's going to stay healthy. I think, you know, he's tremendous in catching the ball. And he's just getting his feet wet because under the Flacco era, they were throwing the ball so much that he never got enough touches to get in a rhythm. But you see the explosiveness there, and I love the combination of him and Kevin Carter, Michael Carter in the backfield together, and Carter kind of blocking support, which is DBs. You know, that was two of their biggest runs. So yeah. I give LaFleur a lot of credit for his imagination.
Bart, you're really good at seeing trends. Is the trend heading in the right direction for Zach Wilson, or is it heading in the wrong direction as it relates to him being the long-term quarterback for the team?
Jay Weezy. You know, I think that, he's heading in the right direction. So far, so good, right? And, you know, let's see if they can handle success, because the last time they got a miracle win against Cleveland, you know, they came back and laid the egg against Cincinnati. They haven't been able to win at home. Let's see if they can bring some of that momentum at home going against Teddy Two Gloves, against a divisional opponent, that if they find a way to get a victory, I'm excited, you know, to see Sauce and what he's able to do and if he's able to compete, run with Tyreek Hill. And listen, DJ Reed on the other side has been solid. I mean, I think they have a nice duel at the cornerback position. Now we have to get some money off that expensive offense defensive line. You talk about $39 million between three players. Yeah, they got off the snide and got three sacks, but I need more disruption. And I need them to be more disciplined in setting the edge, because they haven't set the edge well and really rushed as a unit. They rushed as individuals. Quentin Williams is having a great year. I need to see more out of Lawson. I'm going to stop giving him the Achilles excuse after a couple of weeks. I need him to step up and be the John Abraham that we expected him to be.
All right. That is Bart Scott, co-host of Bart and Han on ESPN
Thick
Radio.
Neck.
You don't want to miss it, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio. Thanks, Bart, as always.
All right, Bart.
My pleasure, Sir Maximus.
Sir Maximus. Right. That's how I'd like to be addressed on the show from now on.
Sir Maximus.
Sir Maximus. All right. We are 4 weeks into the NFL season. You know what else we are? Presented by Progressive Insurance. How you like that, Yates? Who is the biggest disappointment so far in the NFL season? That's what I want to know. Coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
It is time to play Take Your Pick on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. You can listen on the app. Click more on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down. Hit listen live. You're not tethered to your car, your radio. You got us on your phone. Take us with you wherever you go. ESPN app. All right. We're going to play Take Your Pick, Bigger Disappointment This Season. Shannon, come in here and do this so I get to play.
Absolutely. All right, here.
Absolutely.
Here we go. 4 weeks in. Some
change your voice. Just talk regular.
Some teams are doing well. Some teams are struggling. Some you would even say is a disappointment. So I'm going to give you two scenarios, two teams, two players, what have you. You got to tell me which of the two is a bigger disappointment, and then we'll move on to the next
round.
So
we have to come to a consensus before
yes.
we move on. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, we got three guys here, so majority rules. All right.
Three Stooges. Here we go.
Here we go. Key, I will start with you. Bigger disappointment so far this season, the Indianapolis Colts or the Los Angeles Raiders offense?
Any if they moved from L.A. 30 years ago, but anything that has
Los
to
Angeles,
do.
Did I?
Yeah, you said Los Angeles. I know what you meant, though. They done been in three different damn cities.
Give them some time, Key. It's only been 30 years.
It's easy. Anything Colts, it's easy. It's the Indianapolis Colts. The Raiders offense hasn't been that big of a disappointment, but the Colts have, because I thought Matty Ice and company would just be lighting it up, especially with the running game and Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, I'll go with the Colts. I agree with you on that, Key. Even though it is disappointing because of the name power, Devontae Adams combined with Derek Carr and Waller and Renfro, like the way that offense is perceived.
Renfro.
What did I say? Renfro?
Not Renfro.
Renfro. It's all right. Names happen, man. We talk 8,000 names. I will say the Colts I thought were a quarterback away, and that's not been the case. The Colts.
I got to say it's the Raiders, guys, because the Colts were a quarterback away, and everyone's, oh, Matt, they have Matt Ryan. And I thought in big moments he'd be better than Carson Wentz, certainly. But I asked repeatedly, why is it a third-round pick? I'm not trying to hear, well, it's because they wanted to trade him to where he wanted to go, because if there was a market for him, if other teams were interested, they would have gotten more than a third-round pick because they'd have had to pony up where he wanted to go. Still have to pony up more than a third-rounder, right? So that told me a lot about what the real evaluators were saying about Matt Ryan, right? I got to say the Raiders, look, I know the offensive line is no good, but damn, you got, other than the line, and I know I'm here all day talking about how the line is the whole thing, they were supposed to be better than this. They're not good. I got to think, you don't think the Raiders are a bigger disappointment, Jay? At least they have a quarterback.
Well, here's what I would say before we move on. Let's go game by game. Three interceptions by Derek Carr. They lose by less than a touchdown. They give the game to Arizona, right? They give that to them. They finally got their first victory last week in going away fashion. So I don't see a problem with it. I just don't at all. Against Tennessee, all Waller got to do is catch the football in the end zone.
So you're saying Raiders bigger disappointment?
Right,
Raiders
no, Colts,
bigger?
Yes. Colts no, bigger disappointment. Colts.
It sounds like that sounds like an argument for Raiders. Okay, look. I don't want to hold us
listening.
Up. I don't want to hold us up any longer. We will go with the Colts.
Jags,
we will go with the Colts. I get
Max
your argument. Let's move on.
Texans. You going to try to be nickel slick, OBJ.
Always.
Hustle, man. You like the three-carb Molly guy. Let's go.
All right, Monty. Three-carb Monty. Three-carb Molly. He's calling me slick. I don't know what three-carb Molly is. I don't want to play it, though. If anyone ever comes up to you and says, you want to play some three-carb Molly? Nope.
Monty. Yeah, that's right.
No, I definitely don't want to play three-carb Molly.
See how it happens?
Yeah, we play him three-carb Molly at the Los Angeles Raiders game. All right,
yes.
Moving on. Take your pick, Key. Bigger disappointment this season, the aforementioned Indianapolis Colts or Carson Wentz with the Commanders?
I would say Carson Wentz with the Commanders. I mean, did you watch him against the Cowboys? Did you see him against the Eagles? Like, it's not – nah, man, that dude, it's time for them to start looking to replace him this season if they plan on doing anything.
See, this is easy for me. The Colts, again, because I had expectations that the Colts would be that team. I didn't have expectations that Carson Wentz would be that quarterback. I dropped those a year ago.
Yeah.
I know where it is with Carson
Wentz.
Here's
where I say the Colts easy, because I know what Carson Wentz is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Been on it.
All right, well, moving on. Key, bigger disappointment, the Colts or the New England Patriots?
I would say the Colts. I would say it's the Colts, because the New England Patriots, well, I would – let me scratch that. I'm going to go New England. I'm going to go New England based on them making the playoffs a year ago and thinking Mac Jones in his second year was going to be able to do some stuff similar to last year. Opening day against the Miami Dolphins, it didn't go well. When you look at it, you look at the situation. Yeah, they took Green Bay down to the wire with a third-string quarterback. That happens. Bill Belichick knows how to coach, but it's a big disappointment because I thought they would be further along than where they are.
Yeah, I would go with the Pats to look to be 1-3. For me, whenever you have the greatest coach of all time, whenever he starts off this way, considering where they were last year, that's a bigger disappointment.
Yes, it would. It would be if he's the greatest coach of all time. It would be, I suppose.
But he's in the mix for greatest coach of all time,
absolutely.
Which still makes it
Jay,
more disappointing.
You're right, and that's why the answer is the Patriots. The greatest, the guy in the GOAT conversation is supposed to not be potentially the worst team in the AFC
can't
East.
Can't have a down year, Key.
But
can't
no,
have a
not just
down
a down
years,
year. You cannot be the worst team in the AFC
Once
East.
Once again, greatest coach of all time is different than greatest GM of all time, my friend. Two different things.
Same dude, though. I'm holding it against KD for not being as good a GM as LeBron. So, you know.
He took Green Bay to overtime with a backup quarterback that was not expected to play.
I get you. I'm just saying, if you can't come in last in the AFC East if the first time you don't have Tom Brady, like all of a sudden you turn around, you're like, oh, damn, we haven't won a playoff game, and now we're finishing last. You can't finish last in the AFC East. Cannot happen.
I'm not going to go.
Or they'll be held to pay. Or there'll be some guy on TV questioning everything. On this just in. 2 p.m. Eastern.
Hey, Jay.
ESPN. Yeah.
Who is this Max Kellerman? What does he know? Has he ever played before?
I love Bill Belichick. He was the D coordinator when I was happy as a child. You know, like when the Giants were great.
Yeah. All right. Just that. Speaking of the Giants,
he has all the answers.
It's a dead ringer. Yeah.
All right, love. Take your pick here, Key. Bigger disappointment this season: the New England Patriots or the New York Giants receivers? The receivers.
Giants receivers. The Giants receivers, because Kenny Galladay probably makes more money than the entire Patriot receiving corps. By itself, and he can't get on the field. If they gave me that type of money, man, there ain't no way in the world I'd be sitting on the sideline holding my helmet. There's no way. And then Shepard got hurt, you know, and then the Kadarius Toney can't get on the field. I mean, it just maybe they're just going to be a run team and line up in the wishbone and give it to Barkley.
Once again, what are expectations? I will still say the Colts. My expectations for the Giants that – we are still probably going to be the third best team in the division. Even as much as I wish that Kenny Galladay and Kadarius Toney would play better this season. But still, I repeat, the Colts tied the Texans. The Colts got shut out by the Jags.
Patriots, what I'm doing the Patriots now. Patriots have beaten the Colts and have advanced. They're advancing in something, finally, without Tom Brady. Bill Belichick's been waiting to advance without Tom Brady for 3 years. Finally, they're advancing in something here on KJM. So, Patriots or Giants receivers?
Oh, Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, got me. Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots more disappointing than the Giants receivers.
I was still on the Colts train because my wife is from Indiana.
Yeah. Patriots are more disappointing than the Giants receivers because I wasn't expecting anything out of the Giants receivers.
There's some other things, too, but I won't mention it, Jay.
Oh, calm down.
And the Patriots have, like, people keep telling me, undisputed greatest coach ever. I say he might be the greatest coach ever, but there are other people in the conversation. But apparently I've been outvoted on that, too. He's the greatest coach ever. You're not allowed to question it and never even look at him directly in the eye or even toward him. Just get a sense of where he is. Don't even look at him.
Just got to tell me who is the greatest coach of all time if you say he's not.
It may be Bill Belichick. It may be Bill Walsh. It may be Vince Lombardi. It may be Bill Parcells. It may be like there are guys in the conversation.
Who is Max Kellerman's greatest coach of all time? See, you don't want to take a – you don't want to stick your flag in the ground. You don't want to do it.
Greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to think about it more. Might be Belichick.
You keep pondering.
Might be Belichick. You know, at this point, I probably would still vote for Belichick by a little bit. Tune into an interleague battle tonight as the Astros host the Phillies. Coverage begins at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And Belichick has won another championship on this show, the championship of most disappointing thing in the NFL this season, his team. Key will have his ranking of the best teams in the NFL. We're going to call this the Bill Belichick Award, but we had to change it after this last segment. And there's one big omission.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hey,
so Ben Simmons made his Brooklyn Nets debut, Jay.
Yes.
That's your team.
Oh, you don't want to go to Kitty for this one?
No, how did he look, Jason?
Jason, why you got to call me by my full
key? You don't have to change your voice. Just make it normal.
Just talk normal, Key.
Talk normal sounds.
Because if I talk normal, we're just going to be like, yo, what do you look like? I want to make sure I got a little bit of the King's English.
Yes, you got it. You got to take it uptown, yes.
Just him being on the floor was enough. I think going against a team like Philly, obviously there's some demons that you have to get through and get over there. I think at the end of the day, though, man, Philly's going to be right there. Philly's going to be there, man. Philly's going to be really, really good. James Harden, Joel Embiid didn't play. But, you know, you just wonder about the upside of Kyrie Irving, KD, and Ben Simmons and whether they can keep everything on track this entire season. That's the question for the Nets.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Like, you think about Simmons and Embiid. Think of the things they have in common. They basically came up to get, like, they got to the team together, give or take, right? You had the big man and the playmaker, the point. For better, I know the positionless basketball, but the point guard of positionless basketball, the center of positionless basketball, right? The new age version of, it's going to be Magic and Kareem. And, by the way, neither was born in the United States. They have a lot of similarities on the surface, right? And you would think it would fit, but somehow that seemed to never really click in terms of their personality. They didn't seem to like each other, Jay, and that it's nuts that happens, because now he finds himself on a Brooklyn team that's loaded, where if they can connect with him, who knows what the ceiling is.
I'm just trying to tell you, Keith. Go ahead, Keith.
No, I was going to say, you never know. They got enough scoring between Kyrie and KD, and you got Curry. That's enough scoring. Like, Ben doesn't need to score. I don't know why the people so hung up on him. You got scorers around him. Play defense, be long, and that's it. And run the show.
Yeah. And as it relates to the 76ers, I'm going to go ahead and make this statement right now. If they don't get it done this year, I do not think you will see Doc Rivers as their head coach the following season. They got every piece in place to get it done. P.J. Tucker, they have shooting, they have size. James Harden's in the best shape of his life. I'm just trying to tell you, if they don't get it done and it's a coaching mishap, which has been the last couple of years, like, I don't see how you can move forward with Doc.
I wonder if, like, Doc has, you know, great coaches, and he was a great coach, want to stay consistent in their philosophy. There must be something about his philosophy that's coming at odds with the modern NBA, because he has not done a lot of winning given the talent he's had in recent years, but once upon a time he did.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max were presented by Progressive Insurance. And we're on ESPN Radio, of course, SiriusXM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. It's probably already on your phone. You could take us with you. Listen live on the app. You hear what I'm saying? You know, I'm in my car. No, you get out of the car, click on the app, scroll down to more. Scroll when you hit when you see more on the lower right, scroll hit it, scroll down to listen live. Boom, we're right there. Did I mention we're presented by Progressive Insurance?
Keys, video was fire.
Real rankings. These are the best teams in the NFL. I just want to be very clear about this, Shannon. I'm slightly confused. We're putting the odds to win it all next to which team's Key is saying is best. Key, does that mean you're saying that these are the best teams by in terms of your prediction of whether or not they can win it all right now? Or are you saying here are the best teams right now, and as an aside, here are the odds to win it all?
The odds are not coming from me.
Right.
The odds are coming from the what do you call it, bookmakers or the whatever, Caesars.
But this is a ranking of what? The best the
his
teams.
Best
that
team.
If,
this is so what Key sees as his best teams.
Right now, so far this season, they are the best teams.
Help him out, Jay.
I don't understand why he's so confused.
Just do this to him.
Well, because we have
– these are Key's best teams right now, and the odds just come along
are
with
separate.
It.
Separate from that.
Yes,
okay,
not my odds. I didn't make these odds up. I'm not a gambler like that.
Oh, no, I get it.
I'm going to present the odds to our listeners so they can understand that Caesars have the odds, Max Kellerman.
Key.
Now,
in
week four, Max, this is the odds to win it all.
I get that.
Caesars.
What I'm saying is this is not a list. It's not a list of the teams that you think would win the Super Bowl, have the best odds to win the Super Bowl right now, according to you, and then let's compare that to what the odds are according to Vegas.
I can't.
You're simply saying here are the best teams in the NFL right now.
Got me so confused.
And then here are the odds according to Vegas that they win it.
Max,
let's
start. That is correct.
Okay.
Key, why'd you slow your voice down so much?
Like because every this, now and then Max? You have to. Every now and then with guys like Max, because he has so much Ivy League education in his brain.
He's not wrong about this. Listen.
That he doesn't necessarily use the elementary side of his brain.
That's true.
He uses only the Columbia side of his brain. So now I have to bring it down.
Sometimes I'm too smart for my own good. That is
there
true.
There you go.
You overly complicate stuff that doesn't make
complications. Yes, that is for other people are simple. And I say, wait a minute, this might be confusing to other people. But in fact, everyone else is like, no, this is very straightforward to us.
Right, yes, I think the people that heard it in the first hour when we did it, oh, say it's very simple, right? It's simple. You want to complicate it, but we're not going to complicate it to our listeners. We're going to make it very simple. Let's go, Yates. Give me the music. Okay, here we go. These are Key's real rankings, best teams in the NFL through week four, odds to win the Super Bowl. Number nine, the New York Giants, plus 8,000. Cincinnati Bengals at 8, plus 2,200. Baltimore Ravens at 7,1500. San Francisco, who beat the Rams last night, who took the Rams slot at 6 at plus 1,800. The Cowboys at 5 at plus 2,500. The Green Bay Packers are at 4 plus 1,000. The Buffalo Bills are sitting at 3 plus 400. Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 2 plus 700. James, I love you. If you mess with me, they'll drop. And then number one, the Philadelphia Eagles, plus 750, Max. Simple, plain. It's not that difficult.
I don't like things unless they're difficult.
I don't know why
that's
you have to
where we're
James,
at.
But
and there's
I don't
a
know
couple
why
teams.
Me.
James,
no,
do you feel safe?
Threatening.
James,
I'm
do you feel safe currently?
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know why he's got to throw shots at me like that.
No, no,
I'm
not.
I'm just sitting here.
You.
Just sitting here doing work.
You approached me very aggressive a couple hours ago. Ooh. When I did the rankings, complaining that your team was not sitting at number one, although there's an undefeated team in the Philadelphia Eagles, and much like Pat Costello did with me the other day, talking mess, And in the end, if you continue, they won't be in my rankings. That's all I'm saying. James, so you have to play nice.
It will be punitive, James.
That does sound like you, James.
I just suggested.
James, you seem like a generally easygoing guy until it comes to the Chiefs.
Suggested that maybe the Chiefs should be number one. That's just my personal opinion.
How about he yelled at you on IMAX? Says, all you guys do is you put down Patrick Mahomes. You're like, what are you talking about? Yeah. We lift up Patrick Mahomes. We say he's...
And it's weird because, like, if I start going, rah, 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 that's part of my personality on the air. You wouldn't be surprised that I'm, like, passionate about the Giants or angry or something. But James does not come across as... It's shocking the way he goes from kind of mild-mannered to irrationally aggressive toward people based on the Chiefs.
It makes me personally feel uncomfortable.
Have you seen James?
Yeah, but he does not come across. Yeah, do we have a shot of James?
What does that mean? Have you seen James?
He's probably, no, I'm saying he probably has on Kansas City gear right now.
Face painted.
Close to his heart.
He actually has a legit Kansas City Chiefs.
That's what I'm saying, though. I see him in
his socks. I don't know what his underwear looks
already
like,
know.
But they probably Chiefs, too.
There he is in the
studio.
Come on,
James. Just to work on a Tuesday?
Man, he's got Kansas City pajamas. He got it all. He's got it all. Yes.
What? So my what?
All the guys, like James, Yates, Pat, they seem laid back, and then you touch the third rail on them, and they go berserk.
Not good.
Yeah. So what's my reaction? What's your guys' reaction to my real rankings? Because I'm sure you guys have something.
I'm not going to say anything because I'm afraid he's going to, like, put a hex on me or something. It is October. We're getting close to Halloween. And he told me to be quiet or else he's going to knock him down. I don't want him to go lower.
Here's
I already
my reaction,
think they're
Key.
Too low.
It's really funny. Like, I like the slot where they're in. But, like, I often think, like, what Baltimore could have been if just, like, have – like, Baltimore to me should be
could've
more
been.
In
the
1-2
like
to side. What'd you say?
You act like the season's over. You said could have been.
No. I'm just – because, I mean, at 2-17 – point plus leads, right? Like they should easily be one or two, but because they dropped that, like they're close. It's just
I would not have the Chargers in there. I agree with that because their left tackle's out for the season. Their pass rush is gone for a while. Justin Herbert's got the ribs. I would say the Bucs, though. Mike T brought it up earlier, and I know so far, Key, it's one thing, but just the kind of common sense of they're going to get receivers
row,
back
Max.
And stuff. What's that?
They just lost two games in a row.
Yeah, but they've been missing pieces and, you know.
No. Later on, remember, this is week four. Key's real ranking.
Right,
week
right.
five will be different.
Yep.
What if
and
they
I'll
go
tell
out
something
there
else.
And
you
blow somebody out?
I'll tell you the truth. I get why the Eagles are one. They deserve to be one. If I had to pick a team right now, though, I would take the Chiefs, even though I get the Eagles are better all around. What's the Jets' potential with Zach
Wilson?
Okay,
I get it.
It's
a giant thing. We get it, man.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.